I saw a pan being held over a stovetop. So someone's holding the pan cooking over a stovetop. And then after that, I got this impression that this may have something to do with the company Target. Interesting, right? You know, Jesus said, Luke 11:13, he said, if you, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So if you need the gifts of the Spirit, I encourage you to ask. Hi, y'all. This is Troy. I have a word to share with you from God today, and this is something that God spoke to me while I was recently just spending time with Him, you know, just worshiping the Lord. And oftentimes the joy of the Lord comes along with these prophetic words. These aren't things that I like dread hearing. Like, you know, a lot of times it's just like His goodness, His joy, His fellowship, His gentleness is just very evident when God speaks, you know. And sometimes there's a sense of the fear of God, you know, there's a sense of His holiness, or it's like sometimes it leans one way or the other, you know, but a lot of times there's just joy in knowing that I'm doing what God has called me to do. And that's what this word actually has to do with today. We're going to get into that a little bit in a second. If y'all saw the thumbnail, you probably noticed, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Matrix, that was a reference to that movie, to where this kid, you know, he's using this like imaginary powers inside of this computer program to bend a spoon with his mind. This is in a funny way, you know, it's kind of like that a little bit, but this is obviously, I'm being serious here. This is kind of a funny reference there. I saw this vision from the Lord back on January 27th. I saw a pan being held over a stovetop. So someone's holding the pan cooking over a stovetop. And I heard the Lord say, I'm cooking something up for my bride right now in the spirit realm. It's going to look like something new, but it won't be new. And then He said, look for spoons or a spoon in the news. Okay, so I'm about something that comes out in the news, right? So I believe we're going to see a sign of this coming out. He said, look for spoons or a spoon in the news. And then He said, someone at work is going to do something weird with a spoon. So that could be a clue or an indication of what to look for. And then He said, someone is going to bring a case of spoons in to do something weird. I don't know exactly what He's referring to there, but we'll have to wait and see. And then after that, I got this impression that this may have something to do with the company Target and potentially with a like a warehouse or something like that. Okay, so interesting, right? But then the Lord said this next, and this is what He's talking about. This is the, when He says, I'm cooking up something for my bride right now, this is what He's talking about right here. Okay, He said, a move of the spirit. And He said, this will be like the rise of deliverance ministers, but smaller. So the same thing we saw happen with deliverance ministry over the last several years, you know, but He's saying, but this will be like that, but smaller. But He said something, quote unquote, long lost, but coming to the forefront once more. And then He said, look at the gifts of the Spirit and you'll see it. So these are the gifts of the Spirit. This is 1 Corinthians 12:1. It says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be unaware. So Paul does not want us to be unaware of spiritual gifts because we're supposed to be operating in the spiritual gifts, right? But there are some ministers today that do want you to be unaware of the spiritual gifts. And my encouragement to you would be to stay away from those ministers because they're hiding something from you that's directly in the Word of God for the body of Christ. You know, Jesus said, those who believe in me, and those who follow me, they'll do what I was doing. They'll do even greater things than what I've been doing, right? And our question is, Jesus, that's great. How on earth are we supposed to do what you were doing, let alone greater things? And the answer is, Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away, because if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit's not going to come to you. He sent the Holy Spirit so that we could do the work of God on the earth today. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He empowers us to be able to do what God's called us to do, to be able to do things that we could never do on our own, like the gifts of the Spirit. It also says about Jesus, He ascended on high, He led the hosts of captives, and He gave gifts to men. So these are not gifts you have to earn. These are things that the Holy Spirit freely pours out upon those, and it's a gift from Jesus, but He pours it out upon those who are willing to receive it and who ask. You know, Jesus said, Luke 11:13, He said, if you, though you're evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So if you need the gifts of the Spirit, you need the fruit of the Spirit today, I encourage you, you need a baptism in the Holy Spirit, I encourage you to ask. But this is what it says about the gifts, okay? 1 Corinthians 12:4. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of ministries and the same Lord. There are varieties of effects, but the same God who works all things in all persons. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It means you're going to, the manifestation is just a word that means the evidence of. You're going to see the evidence of God working through the gifts of the Spirit. Then verse 8 says, "For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, and to another the effecting of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another distinguishing of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually, just as He wills." So it's His will behind who gets what gift, when we receive the gifts, how we're able to use them. Yet at the same time, they are gifts. You know, and the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. These are things that God gives. So it's things that if the Holy Spirit says, "Hey, I've given you this gift," we can expect Him to work through us that way. But look at one of the gifts here. It says, the effecting of miracles. And this is what I heard God say that night. He said, it's the gift of miracles. And then He said, miraculous works of power are coming back into style. And then He said, be on the lookout. So I believe the same way we saw the rise of deliverance ministries over the past several years, I believe we're going to see a rise of miraculous works of power. Things that only God could do, that no human being could ever pull off on their best day. Why? Because we just don't have the authority and we don't have the power apart from Him. These are things that only God could do. And God is going to use these things as a sign that points to the gospel message being true and Jesus Christ being the Savior of the world. Now, there have always been, there always will be fake signs and wonders, and those are going to ramp up in the last days as well. We're going to see those continue to ramp up in the future. The difference is the fake ones are never going to point to Jesus Christ being the way, the truth, and the life. The real signs are always going to point back to Jesus. And we see that here. It says the same God who works all things in all persons. You know, it's saying if you see evidence, yet the evidence is detached from the Holy Spirit, the work of the Spirit, or Jesus, or detached from the message of Jesus Christ, you can know that wasn't God behind that. That was either something demonic or is just a show for somebody to gain power or something like that. Many things have been done in the name of God that were not of God. But how do we know as Christians? God, is this you? Is that not you? Whether it comes to prophecy, deliverance, healing, works of miracles, we know based on the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us. We can say, Holy Spirit, is that person from you? And He can give us in that moment the gift of distinguishing of spirits so that we just know, or we have some sort of supernatural revelation, or He can just give us wisdom, or He can just tell us His still small voice. He can just say, hey, that's me, or I'm behind this, or I'm not. You know, like God wants to confirm the gifts that are from Him. God wants to confirm the signs and the wonders that are from Him. But this is the last thing I want to share. You know, I recently have been spending a lot of time with my youngest daughter, Hallie, who just turned one a few weeks back, and she is just precious, okay? And she, I mean, babies love to eat, okay? Like, they just like to eat, right? They get super excited about mealtimes. So we put her in her high chair, and for the most part, she can feed herself, and she loves to do that. But for some things like soup, she can't necessarily feed herself super well yet. And so we have to sit there, and we have to spoon feed her. And sometimes she wants to take that spoon for herself and try to feed herself, and it just gets everywhere, and it hardly gets into her mouth. And then she spills the whole bowl. You know, it just doesn't work out the way she wants it to yet. And this is what the Holy Spirit asked me to talk about. He asked me to say this. That many believers are trying to spoon feed themselves. And I just hear the Lord saying this, when I was the one that was meant to spoon feed them, the Holy Spirit, it's His job to spoon feed those who are learning and growing in Christ. John 14:26 says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and remind you of all that I said to you. He doesn't say the Holy Spirit will teach you some things. Because some people are going to push back at this notion and say, no, God wants us to mature and grow up. But maturity doesn't mean we know more apart from Him. It means we trust more in Him. We rely more on Him, even when it doesn't make sense. God is saying the Holy Spirit is supposed to be teaching us all things. That means there's not one thing that we get apart from Him. And some days it's going to feel like that, like I'm a baby and I'm being spoon-fed, right? But here's what I've learned is the more that we say yes to the Holy Spirit, we rely on His voice, we rely on His instruction, we rely on His help, the easier it becomes and the more natural of a process it is of learning what He has for us to know and changing and maturing into who He calls us to be. And the more that it doesn't feel like a sticky, messy process anymore. The more we rely on Him, the easier it becomes, the cleaner it becomes. Man, and I just sense the joy of the Holy Spirit right now. God has a good purpose for your life. He has a good plan for your life. And God has given you gifts that are going to go along with your calling. Those gifts are going to tie into the way He's designed you, and there's going to be joy that just springs out of that. But in order to get to that place, a lot of us want to take the shortcuts. We want to go sit under another person that's operating that gift for a few weeks, and then I'll be able to get there, right? But there's no shortcuts in God's kingdom. Do we learn from other people? Yes. My friend and mentor, Prophet Rob Sanchez, he has a prophetic school of ministry where he teaches people about prophecy and helps them to step into that gift. And for those interested, I'm going to just put a link below. It's called Soar School of Prophecy. I'm going to put a link below this video on YouTube if you're interested in learning more about that. But listen, at the end of the day, we can't get gifts of the Spirit from people. We have to get them from God, because it's only His Spirit that works these things through us. And the Holy Spirit, even if He's using another person to teach us, we have to be listening to the Holy Spirit. It has to be Him doing the teaching. We have to have our ears open to what He's saying. Because even if we're sitting under the best teacher in this life, if our ears are closed to the voice of the Holy Spirit, or we're not allowing Him to teach us, even if we're under good teaching, we're not going to receive it. So this would be my final encouragement to you, is no matter how limited your communication is with God right now, no matter if you hear Him clearly like that all day long, or it's been a long time since you've heard His voice clearly, just start talking to Him every day. Talking with Him, expecting Him to speak to you because you're His child. Just start communicating. Open the lines of communication again. Wait for Him. Wait in the secret place with Him. Worship Him and say, God, I want to hear Your voice again. I want You to speak clearly. I want to know the calling You have for me. I want to know that I'm in the right place. I want to be filled with Your Spirit again. I want to receive the gifts of the Spirit that You are giving me, that you've called me into. Just go to Him. That's where the fulfillment is found. That's where that joy and that satisfaction are found. It's in Him. It's allowing Him to work the work through us and do whatever He wants to do with our lives. So I hope y'all have been encouraged by this message. I love you so much, and I'll see you next time.